Good morning, 7:09, News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. What a great song, Reese. Perfect for this topic. We're talking to Melissa Johnson. She is the Executive Director at Fearless Community. She is also the Program Manager of the SOS Camp and the new Respite Center here in Pensacola, dealing with the folks that are homeless underneath I-110 formerly and now in other places. Melissa, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You have been, I don't think I'm oversaying it. You have been an inspiration to so many people, frankly, because as I'm, you know, talking to you a couple of times, but also watching you on Facebook and seeing what you're doing, helping these people, help them find new living situations and then helping run the new Respite Center in the SOS. I mean, it's just, I'm very impressed. We're very, very glad to have you in Pensacola. To me, this is a big success story. What's your perspective?
It absolutely is. You know, starting this, I was a little scared about the resources, but throughout the time, now towards the end, we were able to find multiple resources for everyone. You know, with the HARPA money coming in, that was able to allow the first ever, you know, family couple where the husband and wife can stay together. That is a big success for the area.
And that's something people don't maybe realize, because shelters are typically geared either for men or for women, occasionally for separated both, but almost never for married couples, right?
Correct, correct. As well as we were able, Fearless was actually able to go and get every animal that we had as a certified animal. So all the animals were able to stay with the client. So that was definitely a blessing.
And again, something that maybe people don't think about, but, you know, folks have their animals and they're very attached to them, and being able to keep them with them is, I mean, that's a huge blessing. So let's talk a little bit about, first of all, the camp is 100% empty, almost entirely empty. What's the situation under I-110 right now?
We do have a couple more. It was really late and dark last night by the time I got the last one moved out. So we're going to go back this morning and move them. It is actually a huge blessing for this one. It will be a mother and a daughter who suffer some conditions, and they are now about to move in their first apartment this morning through Lakeview. So that is amazing.
Wow. Wow, that's just fantastic. So out of the 100-ish or so people that had been there maybe, let's say, a month ago, how many, if you can give me a sense of roughly how many went to different kinds of situations?
I will tell you, I had taken almost 40 between the hotels and the new SOS camp. And then we sent roughly 10 to waterfront. So I went in a few other places. So I would say about 80% of them actually went into programs.
Okay. And the rest just went somewhere else? Did people go back home, or did we send people on buses to go back?
Yes, sir. We actually had multiple people go back home. Just late last night was the last one going. And honestly, I would only say a very small handful actually went and did their own solution.
Okay.
Everyone else, though, was very respectful to work with us and wanting that solution. So.
That's great. I know, you know, those of us who are in the media, we tend to think worst-case scenarios, and my biggest concern was that there were going to be a kind of a devoted, dedicated dozen or 20 that would just be resistant or have mental issues to make it so they really couldn't understand what was happening. You know, my worst-case scenario was having to see the Pensacola Police Department come through and sweep people out, and it just didn't ever come to that, right?
Absolutely not. I believe in the power of, you know, God right there, because, you know, I listened to him throughout this whole thing. I moved people where he told me to. And, you know, through the end of this, I knew without a doubt that we were not going to have a doubt for. You know, I talked to each client throughout this whole process. Everyone knew what we were doing. And those that just didn't want the answer respectfully left.
Wow. So talk to me a little bit, because I know the, or correct me if I'm wrong, always feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, the respite center that's on Palafox, it's right across from the Hillman Vet, and, you know, that's not finished yet, right? So the people that are destined for that as their place, or you tell me, that's not done yet, but they are at the spot, the SOS camp by the Favor House, right?
Absolutely, yes. It's over actually by the Favor House. And we're starting our program right there. Like I said, I have them split between the hotel and the camp. I did that because too many people on one land causes everything just to go uproar. So we did a split. And then during the day, they come on over to the camp. We do all of our life training. We do this week, our focus is on team playing, communication, and self-care. So we do different activities throughout the week where they, you know, gain different aspects that they need throughout their life. And then hopefully, you know, it would be amazing if we can get them all placed before even respite center opens. We're going to continue fighting for their solution through this time. But the respite center is going to be a big blessing because, again, families will be able to stay together.
Right. I love that. And I totally agree with you. Like, the big goal is not to have people in hotels or not to have people even in the respite center. The big goal is to have everybody in a situation that's long-term, sustainable, that makes sense for them and get them connected with financial resources, mental resources, whatever they need, right, to get them to be functioning essentially on their own. But I know a large part of this push was – yes, the camp underneath I-110 was the big visible, got to do something about this, but we still have many, many, many other people in the area who are living homeless and without, and would appreciate help if we could help them find it. I am assuming, again, you tell me if I'm wrong, but the next task, so to speak, is to get the respite center up and running, but then to see if we can't maybe go out and help the other folks who aren't quite as visibly present and sort of a social problem for the community, but are still there and needing help. Is that right?
Absolutely. Fearless is going to continue. We're actually our next focus once everything gets settled at the camp. I'm not going to wait for the new center, of course not. And we are going to go out towards BEGS and see if we can try to give them solutions. We just have to take this piece by piece. This is a big blessing for us, you know, just for brief-wise, because now I can break down individuals much quicker. It was just very hard having 200-plus people at one time at me. So this way I'm actually able to quickly help people instead of having so much commotion. And that alone is where I'm just ecstatic, and we're going to continue with those on the streets. We are, obviously, Fearless still does outreach on the, I mean, if it's a simple bus ticket, whatever it is, we're still going to help those. It's not a stopping point. It's just a stopping point at the bridge, you know, and getting the ones that wanted the help to a safety.
Outstanding. We're talking to Melissa Johnson. Melissa, you know, in the scheme of concern, it's a little bit lower down on the list, but it's still a real concern. I was concerned about all the possessions that these folks had amassed, and because they had a place to store stuff, that meant that they had more stuff than they might otherwise have. Were we able to get all of that either to go along with them or to go into storage? Was that all taken care of as well?
It actually was. I know that was a concern of the whole community, actually, and looking at it while we were going through it. I mean, we had citizens constantly coming down there, taking photos, you know, trying to put it down. But we actually went through the camp, told everyone to take their most important things, because throughout this journey, they're about to get new. And as a coach, I try to teach them, let go of the past and start something fresh. But, you know, everybody's got that sentimental thing. So we did have them go through stuff. There was stuff thrown everywhere as we loaded trailers up. We're able to store all of the people's things that wanted to actually with us over at Reef. So we did not have to leave it in the city's hands. And then the stuff that is down there, actually, they will have to store just a couple people's things until we can locate them. Other than that, it is not stuff that they actually wanted.
Well, that's, again, all good news. I know I saw one of the B-roll shots on Channel 3 was like 100 bike parts. You know, and that's just, I understand, yeah. You know, if you got a place and stuff gets stored and it looks, you know, it's a mess. Hey, last thing, Melissa, before we let you go.
Well, it's not that. It's also the fact, it shows the fact of mental illness that's down here, though.
Right. Agreed. Yeah. No, that's a good point as well. Last thing is, for people who want to help at this point, what kind of help do you need? What kind of help do you want?
Honestly, for the new SOS camp, we would like to see if the city, you know, community members can step up and help us, you know, with getting the meals back on schedule. We used to have a bunch of churches involved, you know, coming out doing fellowship and, you know, just people in the community showing their love, and we want to continue that over. So I'm going to go ahead and put my number out at 850-341-0730 if anyone would like to help us.
Let me say it again. It's 341-0730, 341-0730. If you want to text me, I'll text you back that phone number as well. Melissa, thanks so much for the work that you have been doing and will continue to do. I so much appreciate it. And, hey, it's a great day for celebration of all the accomplishments that you've managed to do with everybody else working, so many partners involved in this. Melissa Johnson, thanks so much for the time.